This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, illicit tobacco is one of the many issues which keep the county's Trading Standards Service busy, and we've been finding out what officers are doing to stub out the problem. David Miller's from the team.
Over the last year, we've had several instances where we've been informed about the supply of illicit tobacco, whether it be via a retail premises, a shop, or from a private individual's residence. And indeed, we've had a couple of occasions where the police have actually seized illicit product and passed it across to us for investigation. So we know that there is a problem with illicit tobacco generally across the county. And off the back of that, we've had a survey undertaken which has quantified that problem. And it actually turns out that across North Yorkshire, there is quite a major problem, especially in the east of the county. Scarborough, Rydale and Selby coming out with the highest prevalence. But we do have evidence to suggest that there is the supply of illicit tobacco across the western side of the county as well. So we now have a plan in place to try and combat that, and it's working with local partners. It's looking to raise awareness as to the problem of illicit tobacco, because generally people don't see illicit tobacco as being a problem. They don't see that it's funding organised crime. They don't see that it's more readily available for children, and therefore it's a pathway into smoking in their future. And they don't see the effect that it has on the community from a health perspective as well. Clearly, we don't want anyone to smoke, but illicit tobacco is completely unregulated, and therefore it could contain anything. So, it is a big problem. We do have plans in place to try and counteract it, and hopefully with the assistance and raising awareness of our local communities, then we can do so.
A lot of your work relies on people reporting illicit tobacco. You can't track it all down yourself, so that's a big part of it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The visibility of illicit tobacco differs across the districts. There are emerging markets and there are established markets, and it's easier to identify the illicit tobacco supply in the emerging markets because it is more visible. People are likely to offer it more freely in and around the pubs, the clubs, car boot sales, we know there's a problem with. In the established markets, that's not the case, and it's very difficult to identify the supply routes. In each instance, we would like assistance in trying to identify it, yeah. And if people can tell us where it's coming from or where they've seen it or where they've experienced it, that would be absolutely fantastic.
And it's interesting, the variations in the survey. So Harrogate, Craven areas around 10-11%, but then that it's much higher, as you say, over in the east. Do we know why there's such a variation?
We're looking into that at the moment. We are working with our district counterparts to try and look at any links with deprivation levels, with the provision of education to consumer groups or schools, for example. Potentially it could be coming through the ports, although there's no definitive evidence to suggest that. But we look at the roads in and around the area, and it does appear to follow the major arterial routes through the county. So perhaps it's coming from outside of the county, whether it be to the north or the south. We simply don't know at the moment, but we are trying to work to find out.
And another big part of tobacco control is the standardised packaging, which we've heard a lot about in the news in the last year or two. Is that starting to make a difference?
Yeah, the legislation came in a couple of months ago to create the requirement that all tobacco will look the same. It will have this olive green packaging. The intention is to reduce the appeal of the packaging to kids, ultimately with a view to reducing smoking across all age groups in due course. It's coming in as we speak, and there's no requirement to bring the new packaging in immediately. There's a year which the retailers can do that. So we're working with the retailers to draw their attention to this. They should know anyway, but it's just to make sure they understand the reasons and the principles behind it. And if there are any further questions, then clearly we can work with the retailers to answer them.
And just a final question on that. We mentioned how important it is for people to report illicit tobacco. What's the easiest way to do that?
There's a couple of ways. We contribute to the Keep It Out website, which has a reporting facility on there. Or simply you can give us a call and pass the information through in confidence. The telephone number to do that is 01609 534 810.